Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon, your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for my husband. Thank God for Cornelius. Praise God. And I truly thank God for those who are listening to this radio broadcast. I know you out shopping, you driving, praise God. You're probably in someone's room in the shut-in, praise God. You're probably going in the hospital to visit the sick. But you know, God is able and merciful because he's a more loving God. And I truly thank God for his mercy. This morning, I'm going to say a prayer, praise God. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for your love. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, O Father God, for your gentleness and your kindness through your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord God, that you are still a loving God. You are a merciful God. Lord, may your mercy and grace be upon your people. May your love be upon them. Overshadow them, Lord, with your healing power. Lord, touch them in a great and mighty way. And Lord, we know that nothing is too hard for you. And Lord, meet their faith with your faith. And Lord, we know that all things is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I truly thank God for his word that all is well with his people. Lord, we are righteous before him. And Lord, looking for a faithful one, you know. And I truly thank God that he is faithful. And we need to be faithful unto him as he is faithful to us. Because why? He gave his Son, Jesus Christ. He was faithful, and I truly thank God. So he was faithful to give his Son, Jesus Christ. He gave his only begotten Son for us that we could receive the everlasting promise that he promised us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, the everlasting promise that he gave through his Son that we can have everlasting, eternal life in his sight. And I truly thank God for Jesus. This morning, I truly thank God for Jesus. We're going to read the book of, thank God, of John. And I truly thank God for John. John writing was different from all his colleagues. And I truly thank God his writing was different than all his colleagues. But one thing about it, he knew how to do what was right in the eyes of God. And I think that's go for all of us. We want to do what's right in the eyes of God. And we don't need to judge nobody. And I want to show you an example how Jesus was not judgmental, praise God, but he was a merciful savior to this woman and what this woman had done for him. And book of John, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to start reading. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. And much of the people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Now, most of all, I really want to talk about the woman. Praise God. When the lady, the woman, Mary, came with the ointment, and she's there to anoint Jesus. And Jesus let us know, let her alone, against the day of my burial has she kept this. It was like a memorial. And truly, I thank God that Jesus was showing a perfect example of not to condemn anybody when it comes to knowing Jesus Christ. It's going to be in the last day that God's going to raise people that you never seen before. When I mean raise people in these last days, I mean people who are not in your sanctuary, who are not among you, those who are in hotels when you got those maids clean those beds. You got those who clean out the toilet. You got those who pitch in the ditch. Those who clean out the septic tank. Those who are doing other things that you're not aware of. That's who God's going to use in those last days. Who are not among you. Who will be out there doing what you're doing and witness to the lost. God's going to use those, as you know in the Bible, there was an unclean woman came to Jesus, and she used an ornament and wiped her hair. And I remember now these colleagues, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they were talking the same thing about this woman. God going to use these people in those last days. Yes, he's going to use that prostitute. He's going to use that wine bibbler, praise God, that you call them the alcoholic. He gonna use those who people call them crackheads. Yeah, God gonna use those who deal with drugs, those who are not living righteous. But yes, he gonna use those. And those who are married the same sex, God gonna use those because their life is gonna change. They're not gonna stay the same. They're gonna change. Because when God pricked the heart, that's Jesus Christ, pricked the heart a man, their ways going to change. And then they're going to be going out witness. They're going to be soldiers. They're going to tell others, look what the Lord had done for me. Just like he did for Paul. Look what the Lord had done for me. Look what he had changed me from the corrupt to incorruptible. Oh, I thank God. From mortality into immortality. Praise God. From mortal to immortal. Oh, I truly thank God for Jesus. These people are going to change. God going to transform them. It's going to be a transition in their life. And Jesus did a transition to this woman when she anointed Jesus. Praise God. Because she wanted the Lord to do something for her. To change her. Because she didn't want to live the life like she was before. And so the Lord did that. Because she was willing to do this. As a point of contact, she made a connection by doing a work of faith, by touching the man of God, touching this anointed one, that he was the Son of God. And she wants the Son of God to deliver her. Yes, there are going to be people in this world that we are living in. Those that, like I said, who are not among you in your sanctuary. Those who are not fellowship with you and talking with you. Those who are not communing with you. Those are the one, praise God. Even your neighborhood going to change. Somebody going to receive Christ, praise God, of the light that we carry. And Jesus was carrying that light. He was carrying the light of love. And we are the one to bear the witness of the light. We have to carry the light of love in a great and mighty way. That people receive and see it and receive it. And they will come to you and say, how can I get this love that you have? How can I receive this happiness? You smile all the time. You so loving, praise God. And you so caring. How can I get this, praise God? See, we are that witness tool. We are the messenger that Lord using us to witness to those who are lost. And Jesus did a perfect example. Like I said, praise God. Or he said, let her alone. He would tell the disciple, leave her alone. She ain't doing no harm. She's doing the right thing. She's doing something that you're supposed to be doing for me. Praise God. But leave her alone. She's doing what God command her to do by showing her love toward me, to care for me, to show her gentleness. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, is to show our affection toward those who don't know how to love. You know, now today, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of people don't know that Jesus still loves them. And they're living in a sinful life. They're living in a sinning life, in sin. And they don't know if Jesus still loves them. They don't know if God still loves them. But we as a witness, we are that messenger. We need to be out there saying, you know what? God loves you. And God want to use you. Yes, God do. Look how he did for Moses. Moses couldn't talk. Praise God. But God used him. And Moses killed a person. But God still used him. Look at David. Killed this man's wife, this woman's husband. Praise God. But God still used him. But he still loved him. Praise God. So God no respect to person. Oh, I thank God for Jesus because he loves. And that's the most of all, Jesus loves. You not know Jesus is still seeking for those who want to know more about him, who he want to express his love, but he got to use us. He got to use this vessel that he equipped for us. Those who we are the ones who accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he want to utilize us so that we can be out there on the field telling somebody that Jesus loves you. We're not here to judge nobody. And sometimes people don't want that. They don't want nobody to judge them because they already know what they are. They know what they are doing. But they want somebody to come to tell them, hey, Jesus loves you. God loves you. He sent me out here to tell you that he really loves you. And so we can't be so self-righteous that we can't tell somebody. And I don't want to be self-righteous. I want to be just like Jesus, so that I be able to say, hey, Jesus loves you. Bring some clothes, bring some food, or either offer them, say, hey, come with me. Let's sit in the restaurant. Let's have a lunch. But let me tell you about Jesus. That's all they want. And you'll be amazed how people can, amazed how you can reach that soul. You can save that person who was lost. And you can win them to the kingdom of God. Oh, my brothers and sisters, now the day and hour that we need to be righteous before the Lord thy God. Let us be real for him. Let us be honest with him. Let us be sincere with him so we will be out there to help those who are lost in this day and hour. Jesus did that. He saved that woman. And after she anointed Jesus' feet and using her hair, she was not the same. She was a missionary going out telling people what the Lord wants her to do. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let us be real for Christ. Let us be real for him. Let us be honest and let us be faithful and true to him. May God bless you. May God keep you in his perfect day, in his perfect will. God bless you. You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Springfield, an outreach ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.